take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the site. The features there are for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231 is a number for you. Got lots to talk about here tonight, including a little self-improvement story I mentioned a few days ago we never got to. We will hopefully get a chance to get to that tonight, and your calls as well. But Nick is in tonight. Normally, he and Toby are, of course, if you listen to the show, you know they're the hosts of Free Minds TV, which you can see online at freemindstv.com. They normally switch off on Tuesday nights, but you were inspired, Nick, to come in tonight. And, of course, you're always welcome to be here. We've got an open seat. What was it that got your blood boiling or got you going or whatever? What was your impetus for being here tonight?
Well, actually, it was the secession topic that you guys were talking about last night that got me. I clicked on the podcast. I listened to it. And I had some thoughts that I sent to Mark in the form of an email, but he thought it would be better if I came on and sort of addressed them on air.
Yeah, okay. I thought it would be a little strange to read an email from Nick.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So, secession. We will jump right into that here in a moment, but I want to welcome our new listeners. Well, I guess they're not really technically new listeners, but now we can officially embrace them as an affiliate. WIMS, AM 1420, the talk of the South Shore in Michigan City, Indiana, is finally officially on board. They started with the show on a test basis about a month ago and got the signed agreement. And in fact, the station, the general manager there, Rick, great guy. He is expanding the show, as a matter of fact. They were testing us weeknights, and starting next weekend, they'll be taking our Saturday show as well. So they're going to be on board for all six nights of the week, which is exciting. So welcome to our Michigan City listeners. You guys have been listening for a month. You know the rules, which there are no rules, pretty much. I mean, there's the FCC ones you have to abide by, but you can call in about anything, as you know, 800-259-9231. So welcome aboard to those of you in the Michigan City area. So that said, Nick, we were discussing secession, actually talking about it throughout the week. It started, I think, on Monday night when Mark revealed that he is far more interested now than ever before in the secession option. And last night with Wayne here, we officially put it back on the table as a topic, something that should be discussed, something that should be, in the words of Michael Rozoff from LouRockwell.com, something that should be our top political priority. And I think it's a wonderful idea. I think it's something that people do need to consider as a viable option today, far more viable than it was in the mid 1800s, for instance. And it's time to take a serious look at it. So I'd love to hear your comments.
Well, going back to the mid-1800s there for a minute, I mean, it's not the first time, last night wasn't the first time that secession had come up on Free Talk Live, but I think it's important not only on radio, but for anyone who wants to discuss secession with people that they know, I think it's a good idea to stay away from the Civil War. Even if you believe that the South had the right to secede in the Civil War, I don't think that trying to go back and fight that battle is the way to convince people in today's day and age. Not only do you have slavery mixed in there, but also I know this kind of trip you up once, Ian, when you were on WKBK here, not on Free Talk Live, but you did a separate show. I think I forget the name of the program, the morning show on KBK.
Yeah, the local
Dan Mitchell
show.
Yeah, Dan Mitchell. but people get really tripped up on that because the fact is the South did fire the first shots at the Civil War, and that really taints it for a lot of people, not to mention the whole slavery topic that comes up. It just kind of casts a bad light on secession, and I think it's a bad way to start discussing it. It sets a bad tone because you're siding with people who historically lost. I mean,
it wasn't pretty. You know, there's slavery's mixed up. I mean, people in the South, rich people, and the very rich people in the South owned black people. It's not some place to really be coming from. It's not pretty.
I felt that last night when we were discussing it, I felt that 1860 came up, but it only came up in the context of the article in that, you know, he was just using it as a historical reference. I don't think he was using it as his basis for, well, you know, we've done this before, we should do it again. I think we were approaching it more from the perspective, and I appreciate what you're saying. I think that we should absolutely approach it more from the perspective of what in the hell do we need this federal government for anyway? And how can we improve our lives by throwing it off, getting rid of this gigantic parasite known as the federal government, and then putting the people who are in support of the government on the defensive and having them try to come up with reasons to stay in the union?
I think you're quite right. I just think that some people will fall into a trap of trying to refight that last battle in the American experience of secession. And I think you're right. Try to focus on today what it means for the average person, how we could benefit by seceding, and
right.
What's at stake if we don't.
Because if say, New Hampshire was to secede, or you know, you pick your state, there's... How many secession movements are there in the country?
Well, that I can name offhand, I think there's...
Certainly
Texas,
Hawaii has
Hawaii,
one.
Vermont, New Hampshire. I believe California's got a tiny one. There may be more.
Okay. But there's
South Carolina.
You pick your state, and they're thinking about it. In that particular case, likely, hopefully, none of the people, the secessionists, will start firing on a federal building.
Yeah.
You know, just shooting at people indiscriminately inside. And that's kind of what happened with Fort Sumter in the Civil War. And that's what you said, Nick, was what really caused it. Because they had let the Southern officers just resign their posts in order to secede, I guess. And then...
Do we know, just as an aside, do we know for a 100% fact that the firing on Fort Sumter wasn't some sort
false
of
flag.
A false flag.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't a false flag. I mean, South Carolina pretty much openly they were openly admitting to it. See, from their perspective, the federal fort was occupying South Carolina territory.
Yeah,
they probably should have just let it go because up until that point, the North wasn't really motivated to go to war, and secession wasn't really the issue there. Is one of the important things to take away from that. So if you come up against a Civil War objection, I wouldn't just shy away from it and not address it. I'd try to move on as quickly as possible.
Right.
But it's important to realize that secession wasn't the big driving force behind the war. It was really the fact that the Confederates decided to fire on a federal fort. And that was a bad call, obviously,
yeah. I think
in
the,
retrospect.
I think the reasons here that we're promoting are different, entirely different from the ones that were being promoted back then, in that I'm not approaching this from a states' rights perspective. You could approach it from that perspective if you wanted to. I could care less if the state secedes or not. I think that we should have individuals banding together to declare their individual sovereignty and essentially secede from participation in the federal government.
I don't think that's going to go very well.
I understand that.
Because at that point, the state is, you know, you're going to, what, secede from your individual pieces of property, which are non-contiguous, is that correct?
I don't know. I'm just saying that individuals should be the impetus behind this movement, not some concept of, well, let's free the state governments from the control of the feds.
Well, I think
that's kind of what you were talking about last night, state government seceding.
Well, we can approach it from any direction,
okay.
but again, I as someone who doesn't support any government whatsoever beyond myself, that, of course, is my eventual goal, and I don't care if the state government does or doesn't want to participate. I don't think that should be an issue. If you can't get 51% of the people to agree, I don't think that should crush your secession movement.
Well, see, you're talking about something that's not really what secession really is, one... what's considered, a sovereign state seceding from another state. So
that's true.
I understand.
We never joined the union.
Right. Well, I'm under.
But people believe that there's this social contract out there for some reason, and I would like to abolish that concept.
I understand where you're coming from, but what is workable right now is the states leaving the union, and I think that would benefit individual liberty. It would take some of the greater threat off our liberties. And I actually was doing some reading, and 71% of Americans. In a recent CNN poll, I believe it was like 2005, 71% of Americans agreed that our system of government is broke and is beyond fixing.
Really?
And
how recent? 2005?
I think that was 2005. And in April 2007, a Daily Coast poll asked if a state should be allowed to peacefully secede from the union. 69% of people said, sure, as long as there's people.
Now, is that an internet poll?
That, I believe the Daily Coast one was internet. The CNN one was an actual.
So does that mean 31% or 31%?
We can come back with more of this. It's your show. You can bring up anything as well. Your thoughts on secession or whatever you want to talk about. This is Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragon skin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And again, join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features there are for free, so enjoy those. They include, by the way, archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download them for free. Right there on the front page of the website. Going back an entire year. All free for you. Freetalklive.com. SACL.com. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. All right, continuing the secession discussion here, and would love to hear from you as well. Just to clarify something, this is such a new idea for me. I mean, I haven't really even thought out all the way how to go about approaching it. I think that absolutely the state secession concept should be pursued. There's no doubt about that in my mind. But in the event that it becomes very, very difficult for whatever reason to persuade people into agreeing with us on that, I don't think the idea should be dropped. I think that's what I was trying to get at earlier. And what you were telling us, Nick, is that maybe it won't be that hard. The polls, some of the numbers that you've seen have been pretty encouraging, aside from the numbers you just gave us, which you can do again here to recap to bring people up to speed, but all you have to do is look at the approval numbers for Congress and the president. I mean, they're completely in the tank. 11% approve of Congress?
Well, what it really comes down to is I don't think that most Americans, even if they don't see the kinds of problems we're facing, even if they're not fully aware of all the issues out there, I don't think that most Americans have the heart to violently crush people who don't want to play ball anymore. Yeah. I don't think that people in New York really want to roll tanks on Vermont if they decide that they
just
want to
peacefully leave. I don't
think they would
either. They're family members up there. They've got friends up there.
Right, but the poll numbers are reflecting that all the public opinion polls that have been done that I've seen have shown that Americans are willing to permit secession. It sounds like a crazy idea. I know even a couple years ago, I said, well, yeah, it might be what we want to do, but it's just not practical. It's just a fantasy. But I really think that it's probably the most direct way to get rid of the federal government.
Absolutely. It's going to be next to impossible to turn the government around. I mean, this is such a behemoth. It's so monstrous. The bureaucracy is so embedded. It's so entrenched. The corporations are so tied in. The Federal Reserve is so powerful. The idea that we're going to be able to just run a few hundred candidates for state house, or not state house, but for U.S. House and Senate and president, and all of a sudden get these liberty-loving people elected, now all of a sudden is just ludicrous. It hasn't been happening for the last several decades. It's costing us millions of dollars. I mean, imagine taking the kind of money that Ron Paul has. He's got, what, $20 million in the bank, something like that, several million dollars. Imagine taking that, having that kind of a budget to promote secession in one state. You could really do a hell of a PR campaign for that kind of money. And it's a from what you're saying, Nick, a relatively popular idea, something that people are willing to consider in this day and age, even after all of the government indoctrination they've been through.
One thing I would want to consider, especially in a state as small as New Hampshire, is many people here live in New Hampshire and work in Massachusetts or Vermont, or vice versa, live in Vermont, work in New Hampshire. There's a lot of traveling that goes on, whether by planes, trains, or automobiles.
Sure.
And people would very much want a very smooth secession where no violence and no, you know, stops were made. I wouldn't want a border stop, honestly, at the
Massachusetts.
I wouldn't particularly want to have to deal with that.
That would be Massachusetts' decision, though. You understand that, right?
Yep.
New Hampshire's not going to put up a border stop, but Massachusetts, they've been talking about the idea. I mean, we know that when it comes time for the 4th of Independence Day to roll around, the Massachusetts State Police has been known to set up essentially not really a sting operation so much as just observing their residents going to New Hampshire and then observing them coming back. They didn't do it last year, but they've done it before. Observing them returning and then pulling them over and searching them for fireworks. So a state like Massachusetts that is constantly complaining, the government there complaining, all these guns are coming down from Vermont and New Hampshire, and we can't have this in Massachusetts. You know, with them making the claims like that, Well, that's going to give them a reason to put up some sort of a checkpoint. However, it will hurt their economy, and so maybe they won't do it because of that. But if they want to, make a drastic move like that, Mark, then that's the price I'm willing to pay.
You are, because you don't leave Keene.
That's not true. We go to Massachusetts.
How many times did you go to Massachusetts in the last year?
10.
What? I don't know anything about 10 times to Massachusetts. But most people don't, there's a lot of people that it would affect greatly, and they're going to be against you because of it.
Yeah, but
they're going to be against Massachusetts, not me. I'm not doing that.
What do you think? Right now, they don't have a problem. You come along, they do have a problem. Who should they be against?
Massachusetts. You're the ones putting up the security.
That's not what people are going to
say. Regardless of how many times you go to Massachusetts, you can't just look at the potential problems from secession. You also have to look at the potential problems from remaining in the union.
Sure.
And I'm not, I know some people, and Ian, I think you'd fit this description, you're eager about secession because you don't like government, period. And I don't either, really. But the way I see it, I'm not pushing for secession because I see it as the way to eliminating all government. The reason I believe in secession, and it's somewhat regretfully, I'm not terribly excited about the fact that it's come to this. The reason I support secession is because if we stay in the United States, I see nothing good coming from it.
Oh, absolutely. I think that it should be sold to the masses on a benefits basis, the way that Harry Brown had made the great libertarian offer in his 2000 campaign, essentially saying to people, well, let's drastically slash the government down to size. Or I think his offer was, if you have a federal government program that's your favorite program, would you be willing to get rid of it if it meant that you could keep all the money that you earned every single year? To sell the benefits of secession, to sell how it is that getting rid of the federal government would give you more freedom, would leave more money in your pocket, would allow you to keep more of your paycheck, make more decisions for your life, expand your purview, expand your freedom. Sell it from that perspective. Is there a chance that things could get a little messy as far as some individual states doing stupid things? Maybe, you know, the people in Wyoming will go and put up a border fence to keep all the immigrants out. Okay, whatever. If that's what they want to do, that's their state, and they should be able to make those decisions. I wouldn't be too concerned about those things happening.
Well, yeah, there is the selling it, but another way I see that convinces me that we should leave is not that I just see the bureaucracy in Washington is inefficient, it's that I see the United States as a sinking ship.
Well, that's true, too.
I mean, with our impending Social Security crisis as far as financing it, I really don't see any way we're going to survive without our dollar massively inflating and without becoming a much more socialist country in the police state. It's all coming down the road pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, we can see it happening. It's stuff we talk about here every night and would love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Secession is on the table again. How do you feel about it? Have you ever thought about this before? We'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
It seems like every time you fill up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus with a special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy four cans of System 48 Plus and get the fifth absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tapteo is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tapteo allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tapteo enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tapteo and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Joey's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, they include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head on over to shrine.freetalklive.com. Take a look at that. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. LegalZoom.com. We go to your phone calls, unscreened to the amp line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. This is Kurt. How are you?
Hey, Kurt. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'd like to talk about intellectual property.
Okay, sure.
I know that, Ian, you don't believe that it exists, or you don't believe it should exist, or at least to be protected.
Well, I think that if you can come up with a way in the marketplace without using government coercion to protect your ideas, then by all means. I don't know what those ways would be. I'm not sure how the market would innovate those kind of protections, but I think that the market should be able to do those things if it can.
Well, if someone, say, for instance, has a CD worth of music they want to sell you, and they write on the cover or on the wrapper, you agree to this upon purchasing this CD that you can't copy it, you can't distribute it, that would be okay with you?
Yeah, I think that's fine. I don't know if that's going to stop the actual activity from occurring, because if they hand the CD to a friend of theirs that didn't sign that agreement, and then their friend goes and rips the CD to their hard drive, then what do you do?
Well, it would actually be that person's, I think it would be the buyer's job to make sure that doesn't happen, because they have they would at that point have an agreement with, you know, for the sale of that CD to make sure that those things don't happen. But aside from music, you know, because again, I know that, you know, if it's my track, I recorded it, I spent the money in the recording studio, I bought the instruments and what have you, I don't think you should be able to use it. But again, I don't think I should be able to stop you from purchasing your own instruments and playing the same chords.
Well, that's good. Now, if you were to sell the CD at a garage sale, for instance, how would that be handled?
I guess then at that point you'd have the contract carry over.
That doesn't seem very likely to me.
Wouldn't it be the same thing as buying a house and having the
it would be, but those are explicit. I mean, you actually signed those agreements. Whereas
right.
what you're talking about is, you know, the kind of garbage contract where they say, by opening this product, you're agreeing to this. Well, I don't know if that's quite the same thing as the house contract that you get into, or a business contract, something where you're putting a name on a dotted line.
Well, how about let's talk about, like, work product. Say, for instance, I take my capital, my resources, i.e. the paycheck that I pay you, and I mix it with your natural resources that you are selling me, i.e. your ideas, and I can homestead that idea.
Yeah, again, if you can come up with some way for the marketplace to handle this, I think you should. I just wonder what the popular opinion would be on things like the music issue. For instance, let's say you did have this contract on the CD, and the individual who purchased the CD allegedly agreed to not distribute it, to resell it with all the contractual provisions intact, to not, you know, resell the CD for more than they paid for it. I don't know, whatever the contractual provisions you want to put on there in order to prevent the spread of the unlicensed spread of your music. But he goes ahead and does it anyway. And let's say he's not selling it. Let's just say he's spreading it all over the place. Then is that something that's even worth making a move in arbitration on? I mean, are you going to take somebody to court over $13?
Well, I guess it'd be depending upon the amount of damage you suffered and the amount of damages agreed upon the purchase of the CD. I mean, if you agree upon a penalty of $10,000 and you agree upon that, maybe it would be worth it.
Yeah, well, in that case, then the person could have their reputation damaged if they did if they didn't fall in line with that particular agreement. I just wonder how the market would end up deciding about that. I don't know. Maybe people would be very, very vehement about intellectual property. Maybe I'm in a very small minority. Maybe most people would be absolutely in favor of enforcing a contract like that. Or maybe most people would say, that's ludicrous. There's no way that we're going to enforce that contract. It's absurd. We're throwing it out of this courtroom.
That could very well be. But, I mean, in a situation where, you know, it just seems that in the paradigm that you propose, that everybody would be able to be out to profit from their product other than inventors. Because I could spend $1 million engineering something. Somebody could spend $100,000 reverse engineering it and undercut my price, and then I have no incentive to come out with further products because I got hosed on the last one.
Well, I think as we've talked about in the past, there are some interesting suggestions out there as to how the market would reorient itself with the absence of government monopoly privilege, in that the ideas might come in a different way than they do today. They might come from idea houses whose sole purpose it was to come up with ideas instead of research and development divisions. Also, research and development divisions usually spend a good bulk of their money on legal protections, on lawyers, and in jumping through the patent hoops. So there is something to be said for a significant cost savings that might result from getting rid of the concept of intellectual property. And at the same time, you know, you also have to address, Kurt, the real life issue of the fact that these things are happening today. You come out with a product, Chinese firm reverse engineers it and puts it out under the same name, but they change a letter. These things happen, and despite the fact that they happen, many of the high-end, for instance, purse designers like Burberry and Gucci and many of these other very, very expensive designers, there are rip-offs all over the marketplace.
And they're legal.
And they sell them everywhere, but yet these expensive products, the originals, still manage to pull in customers. They still manage to make enough of a profit to continue on doing business and to continue researching and developing new designs. So how do you explain that?
Well, I think that with your system, you know, a libertarian system, that the intelligence level would raise, and we wouldn't be so caught up in the manufacturer's tag.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I think that as people are imbued with these concepts, that you know, again, their intelligence level would raise, and they think, well, you know what? Maybe that person isn't a dork for carrying a $20 purse as opposed to a $2,000 purse. You know what I mean?
No, I disagree with that. I think that humans are humans, and they're going to want to, you know, show their status through status symbols. I would say, however, that purchasing a book that is the original or a CD that is the original doesn't have the same doesn't confer the same level of status that carrying around an original purse or wearing an original Armani suit.
But that said, though, if people's intelligence levels are raising, and I certainly hope that happens, if people's intelligence levels are raising, then certainly wouldn't that lead them to the conclusion, the intellectual conclusion, that you want to reward the innovator? That you want to, whether it's a CD or a book or a work of art or a wonderful invention, wouldn't you want to intelligently reward the person who came up with the original idea or the company that came up with that, so as to encourage them to come up with more in the future?
I doubt it. I wouldn't. If I had the choice to pick between a CD where I have to pay the full price or a burned CD, I'd pick the burned CD every time.
Certainly people that will think that way.
I don't
but
think people are going to make the ab.
I'm the kind of person who, when I see a product I like, I'm somebody who, for instance, and I've admitted to this on the air before, and I'll do it again. I download, for instance, Penn and Teller's BS, great show on the Showtime Network. I download that, which is by law stealing, and I consume the product for free. Because I don't have cable, and I'm not going to pay for cable, and I'm not going to pay for the extra tier to get the Showtime channel. I consume their product for free, and then when it's available in the marketplace, I go out and put my money where my mouth is and purchase it because I want more BS in the future.
I think that's an unusual case. I think most people are just doing whatever they feel is in their self-interest in the short term.
I don't think it's unusual enough. It may be unusual. We can come back and talk more about this. Hang on, Matt, or Kurt, rather. 800-259-9231. Intellectual property. The debate continues. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you want to support the show, there's some easy ways to do it. First and foremost, you can buy my house at house.freetalklive.com. You snort every single time I bring that up.
It doesn't cease to tickle me.
The price has been drastically reduced to less than $145,000. That's less than the price I paid for it. And you'll get all the upgrades and the money that I dumped into the house. You get all that. And I don't need it anymore. I don't want it in my possession, so it's being blown out the door. Showings are up since I've reduced my price.
I'm sure they are. Somebody's going to buy it very quickly.
Right. Now that it's sub-150, people are a lot more interested in it. So if you've been thinking about it, you should make a move. House.freetalklive.com is the place to go learn more. So 800-259-9231. We continue here. Back to Kurt in, I believe, Michigan. I didn't ask. Kurt of Michigan?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We're talking about intellectual property, and we were just getting into the point that I had said that people, when given the opportunity, will support voluntarily the artists that they are in favor of, in that I buy Penn & Teller's BS on DVD because I want to see more Penn & Teller's BS being made into the future. I buy, in the same way that I buy products at the grocery store because I like them, and I know if I keep buying them, they're going to likely keep making them for me. So, and then you said, well, you don't think most people would do that. And you're probably right. Maybe most people wouldn't do that.
I mean, if we look enough at, of them may.
And but enough of them will to make it worthwhile. And all we have to do is look at real-life examples of that happening today. Let's take Free Talk Live's AMP program, a little program we set up to allow people to support Free Talk Live. Beyond the normal advertiser-supported model of radio, we give our listeners the opportunity to come and pay $3 a month and, you know, help us get on more radio stations and also get some perks for themselves, like access to the line that you're on right now, Kurt, the AMP call-in line, the AMP forum, the chat room. We estimate that about a tenth of our internet listeners, maybe a little less.
I would say it's a little more. We've seen at our highest.
Yeah, we can't
numbers.
Count all of our streamers because we've got like 9 internet affiliates that stream us at various different times of the day, and we don't know how many listeners they have. So I'd say it's a rough estimate that about 10% of our internet listeners are contributing.
I'm
going to
say it's a little lower than that of the people that, in fact, listen regularly. You can expect a person who's going to Amplify to be a regular listener.
But that means 90% of them aren't. So there is a significant percentage, you're right, there's a significant percentage of people that don't do that, but it's still enough to make it worthwhile. And with Radiohead's recent release, that's another perfect example. They made millions on their free release of their album recently, where they allowed people to pay whatever they thought it was worth. They got in, I think it was an average of $6 per person. Many people paid nothing, of course, and they're always going to be the free riders, if you will. But the fact is, some paid six, some paid more than six. And then when it was released recently, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, on hard copy in CD, even though they'd already sold millions of dollars worth of it online, it still went platinum within a week or so of its release, selling over 100,000 copies right out of the box. So, I mean, there's no doubt that even with this open, more free distribution model, people are still supporting the artists and the products that they believe in.
Right, but music and creative endeavors don't have as much overhead to say something like a new drug that a drug company designs. While it might work for some purposes, I'm not saying that some people won't be able to make a new business model like that work. What I'm saying is it might not work in every case. I mean, you might have a new drug being designed takes a lot of money coming back. If you offer people the opportunity to voluntarily pay what they think it's worth.
Yeah, but it takes a lot of money because the FDA is in there charging these drug companies billions of dollars in fees.
But there's still going to be a lot of research and development and a lot of costs in pursuits like that and other engineering pursuits.
We'd have a society where people could do that research without begging the government's permission first. So odds are we'd have more medical products hitting the marketplace than we do today.
You probably would, but you don't necessarily need to get rid of intellectual property and the FDA at the same time. That's all I'm saying.
Kurt, you're silent. Any thoughts so far?
Well, I'm all for getting rid of the FDA because they're the biggest killer in the country.
Mm.
But I do believe that those people who do appreciate what you do will support you, as evidenced by, the check that I sent you that I hope you've already gotten.
Yes, I believe I do, yes.
And again, when you make it a voluntary thing, you know, some people will pay more than what you would think it's worth. Like you say $3 a month, but there are some people that pay, I noticed on your amp list, Kato pays $200 a month.
Yes. Brian from Colorado pays $100.
Yeah, I mean, these are, if the goal, like you always say, if the goal is so virtuous, people will open up their wallets.
Sure. And also, I mean, in the world of medical products, if there's a company out there with something promising, with something that could really revolutionize and change things and cure cancer or AIDS, something like that, there would be plenty of people that would voluntarily, I think, contribute to a concept like that, to developing that. I mean, there might be people out there, there might be charitable organizations doing research and development. Who knows what the marketplace would come up with?
Well, if it's that easy to get voluntary amounts of money that make something profitable, why not just eliminate pricing altogether and have everything, not just intellectual property, but even hard materials like food and gas, why not make that a voluntary endeavor?
Well, I think that, I mean, that well, you're, that, then you're talking about hard products. You're not talking about ideas.
Same, yeah, but that's in the same vein. You're offering a service. If they want you to keep providing
Nick
it, won't they
just offer
something
very, that makes a lot of sense, and that is that, you know, the one of the reasons that people are willing to give so much money to Free Talk Live, the Amplifier program, is because they believe in it. They've affiliated themselves emotionally with Free Talk Live, and the same way the handbags and a lot of other things that we've talked about this evening, as far as intellectual property goes. It's about buying is an emotional thing, not necessarily intellectual. For you, Ian, I really do believe it's largely intellectual. You support Penn and Teller because you believe in their product. But you have this moral code that many people do not have.
Okay.
And it affects how you operate. And I'd say there could be some problems. Definitely our economy would change without intellectual property. And I believe that the people that don't believe in intellectual property that call this show are mostly people that don't believe in the government and therefore have to get rid of intellectual property. Intellectual property is
that's how I came to the conclusion. Yeah.
To them.
That's how I came to the
not
conclusion.
Not primary.
And, of course, the economy is going to change. Of course it is.
It's going to change largely, and it may change for the worse.
Oh, that's nonsense. See, there you
the
go.
Idea that this group of bandits out there extracting money from people by force somehow improves the economy is absolutely absurd. Kurt, your final thoughts.
Well, I just think that when you start talking about people having being part of idea houses, I just think that the people at that point who come up with the ideas can only get paid for their time and not for their ideas. You know, whereas if their idea makes somebody else $1 million, they're just getting paid their hourly wage, and I think that they should also be able to profit off that. If the idea has
come up with a marketplace paradigm for that.
Well, if the idea house paradigm works, then there will be other paradigms that work. One thing you can be sure of that will not happen is you won't write a song and 20 years from now still be making money on that
song. Thank goodness. I don't think you should be able to.
I'm glad I got to get Ian, draw him out of his hole on that one.
Work harder. You shouldn't be able to sit back and rest on your laurels. You should be constantly competing to be on top.
But as long as it's my copy of the song that I did and I paid for in the studio, I think I should get paid in perpetuity. But if you record my song with your musicians, that's a whole different story.
Very good, Kurt. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. This is one of those issues, in case you couldn't tell, if you're new to the show, this is one of those issues that it brings heated debate between libertarians, as you can tell. And it will continue on into the future. This is a debate that has been going on for years on this show.
Yeah, years. It certainly has.
And I think it's a healthy one. These are ideas people don't normally consider. They're things they take for granted. Many people believe this intellectual property protection is a good idea until they come up against it themselves. If they are an inventor and they have their invention stolen from them by some patent company that snatches it out of their hands and then goes and registers the patents on their own and screws the inventors over, then they discover that maybe these intellectual property laws aren't what they're cracked up to be.
But is it just the fact that it's in a legal paradigm that do you believe that people have a right to make some money off of their ideas if they can do it in a market paradigm?
A right to make money off of their ideas?
Yes, you believe that there is property that they have a right to when they come up with a distinct idea or a distinct piece of work.
Well, I think that if you create a product in reality, then you've got property. There's scarcity there.
If you write a song, do you have a right to make money off it?
If someone will pay you to perform that song or to give you a copy or
but
to give
the,
them a copy
the fundamental
of that song,
question I'm
you
asking.
Have no right to make profit on anything. You
See,
only
the,
have a right to...
The intellectual property issue to the people that don't believe in government is bathwater. They are willing... Or, is baby. They are willing to throw it out with the government.
We're not throwing anything
that's
out.
Absolutely
but
what you're
asking,
doing.
Is it intellectual property that's a problem or can we have intellectual property if the market can
If the market can somehow protect people's ideas, I think it should. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Without using coercion, that's all. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Disciple.